This is something that the council looked at, I guess it's like 9 years ago, and said no. What would you say has changed in that time?
Gosh, we're just a completely different community and a different council in that time frame. We have, since 2009, worked very hard on our community coalition. We've worked on community police relationships in earnest, and, you know, we're just in a different place than we were in 2009.
What sort of impact do you think having any sort of citizen police review board have on the city and on the police department and the relationship between the police and the community?
Well, I think the devil is in the details, because it's an opportunity for police and the citizens to sit down together and to work together on solutions, and also to have transparency in the process. At the same time, our police officers need to, you know, feel secure about, you know, what their disciplinary path is if there is an issue, and understand, you know, how it might all work. You know, there are many different models, but, you know, whether it would be appropriate for citizens to discipline an officer, you know, that's probably not something that will happen, although, you know, we haven't even begun to discuss the models. But, you know, it allows citizens an opportunity to have input. And Urbana, it is a sort of an appellate review. So after the chief has made his decision, then the information is brought to the citizens review board. If one of the complainants brings it as an opportunity to review the decision-making process. In some communities, it's more of an investigative tool that is used prior to the discipline process. So, you know, as we work through all these details, we need to, you know, find a process that the community is comfortable with and feels like they have some input, but that our officers are comfortable with as well and feel like they will be treated fairly.
Are there any specific questions or topics that you want a working group to address as it studies this?
I think that the issues were well thought out that were in the memo before council, and I think the working group really just needs to come together and take into account all sides of the issue. There, you know, as I said, having officers and community and probably staff and, you know, legal on a committee together, just working through what are the potential issues and, you know, what are all the stakeholders' points of view, and trying to come to a reasonable solution that will allow people to be heard and to propose to council, you know, a potential way to go about this.
How did it come about that this proposal is coming to the council? Did council members ask for it?
There was a study session request that was circulated by council member Kyles in response to community requests, basically relating to the issues that we have had relating to Officer Rush over the past year or so.
And that's Officer Matt Rush, who was the subject of the excessive force lawsuits.
Correct.
So are you expecting support for this working group being put together by the council on Tuesday night?
I haven't talked to all of the individual council members about it, but there was support to have this discussion tomorrow night. You know, more than five council members signed. I actually think maybe everybody signed to have the initial discussion about citizens review. And what we're talking about moving forward on is not an agreement to have citizens review or a particular form of it, but rather whether or not we're interested enough to have the staff and citizens study what the possibilities may be and make some proposals for the city of Champaign. So I would, if I were betting, I would bet that it will probably move forward tomorrow night and into that next step, Whether it will, ultimately pass, I think will depend on the details of whatever proposal is brought to council after the working group.
Well, Mayor Finan, thank you very much for talking with me about this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.